Hi. I woke up. It's not time to wake up. I'm all cuddled up in my pillow nest. I know you like hearing my sleepy voice, so I thought I would make this for you. I don't know what woke me up. But you know how it is when you get up and go get a drink of water, come back, you lay back down, and you're still sleepy, relaxed, but you're awake enough because you just walked to the kitchen and back, so well, some people lucky enough to be able to pass back out, but I am not one of those people. Nope, I'm one of those people who will spend the next hour laying there, either scrolling on my phone, or who knows, just thinking about random things. I'm still thinking about this weird dream I had the other night. It was so vivid, it was so weird. I apparently had a really nice house. It was like a big mansion. It was like, I don't know. Oh, my cats are making lots of noise. I hate when they do that. Run around like crazy. Like, oh, it's not 3 a.m, but you know, usually it is when they run like that. But no, I had a really nice house, and my friends, air quotes, they weren't my friends, were like, oh, hey, yeah, we're gonna come over, and we're gonna bring some stuff, it'll be fun. I'm like, I don't really want company, but I mean, okay. And then it turned into like a giant house party, and I was so mad because it was like midnight and there was like, you know, 50 something people in my giant house. Like every room was like, there were people that I didn't know, and I was so mad. And it was like, it turned out it was a party like for someone else, like they were like, some girl was hosting a party in my house, and I was so mad. And I like confronted the main girl, and I was like, why would you do this? Like, and I think I had like seen a mess or something, and so, you know, something had gotten broken, and I was like, you're gonna pay for every single thing that was broken, and you're gonna pay to clean up my whole entire house because this is not okay. And she was like, all, but it wasn't my fault, blah, blah, blah. And then at like 1:50, I started like at the back of the house. Again, not my house. It was like some weird, like, giant, I don't know, community center set up or something. I don't know. I like started at the very back of the house and was like, okay, party closes. Party's over in 10 minutes. I'm calling the police. Like went through like each room, like telling everyone, like, okay, if you're not gone in 10 minutes, you're gonna meet the police. Like practically like going through singing closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. It's like the most random dream. So it was like questionable, like business dealings going on or something, like straight out of a movie, like the mafia or something. I don't even know. Anyways, it's so bizarre. So I'm still thinking about it. Like, where in the world did that come from? Normally your dreams are, you know, memories where things your brain can like easily put together, like from when you were in school or something, and you have a dream about walking through crowded hallways and getting to class and forgetting your homework or something, you know. Even though you're in your 30s and you haven't been in school for years. Yeah, that's a normal dream. I don't know what happened here. I've never had a giant house. I've never had someone hijack my house for a house party. Oh. I would be pissed, though, if that happened in real life. I mean, I reacted exactly in my dream like I would in real life. They're like, I'm sorry. This is not okay. I'm so sleepy, but can't make my brain stop spinning, running, whatever. Talking to one of my friends earlier. Joking about making my own laugh tracks. Like, to, for other people to use, just of me laughing. And I was like, oh, no, I'd sell them. I was like, how much did you pay for it? And he's like, nothing. You can get that shit for free on the internet. Just give my free license laughter. But I guess when I look at it that way, I would. I like laughing. You know, I like making other people laugh. What's that line? Is it a song or is it from a book? I feel like it's from like a Chuck Palahniuk book. Maybe. About like the laughter of dead voices or something. Because like all the laugh tracks from sitcoms, like they all use the same laugh tracks from like years and years and years ago. And so like the people, like the people who were on your laugh track from 20 years ago, it's weird to think about. My I heard on NPR. I really don't do this on purpose. Cue NPR story. So it was really, really fascinating that this it's like a, I think it was like an evolutionary scientist was talking about laughter or something. But it was, this was a while back. I can't remember it very well. It's from The Hidden Brain. It's my favorite podcast ever. But, talked about, like how when you laugh, like it's a lot of times like when you laugh, it's not because you think something's funny, it's because it's like a sign that you want the other person to be comfortable and that like you're comfortable with that other person. And like that laughter is like one of like those contagious things that's like really, you know, it's just like a really unique phenomenon, like that it's such a like guttural noise, you know, like a response to something. And they played this clip from like the BBC, you know, British, it was two British commentators, and they were trying so hard not to laugh, and they just, like, had the giggles, and apparently the BBC, like, really frowns upon that, because of course they do, but yeah, I was, you know, talking about, like, these two professional, like, sports, you know, casters or whatever, sports commentators, who knew that they were going to get in trouble if they were laughing like that. They just could not help it, and it was, like, this overwhelming thing. It kind of takes over your body. Yeah, but anyways, I think it's really interesting. I think a lot of things are really interesting. I think anything can be interesting if you're thinking about it. Oh, I dropped one of my pillows from my nest. Darn. I'm not going to get up and get it. It's okay. Because it got kind of warm, so I pushed off my blanket and I've been cuddling my comforter all balled up in my arms. pushed my pillow away, but yes. I think anything can be interesting if you think about it in the right way. Let's take something really boring. What's boring? Chalk. Chalk is boring, right? No one uses chalk anymore. But kids use chalk. I still use chalk on the sidewalks. I think it's interesting because it's like this messy, like totally impractical. You know, like, why would you use something that gets all over your hands and, you know, is so unwieldy? But yet, it's for a lot of people, like, their earliest, I don't know, not art form, but one of their earliest creative things, you know, because it's messy, but it's easy to clean, you know. Just let a kid go crazy on the sidewalk, and then the next time it rains, it's gone, or take a water hose to it if it's bothering you, if you need it to be clean for the next day for more chalk. And like, in a way, it's one of those things that's kind of, you know, so fleeting, because it's like the least permanent way that you can capture something. Like, it's designed to be erased. But think about it, like, it's still enduring. Everyone's still, like, as a kid, to this day, you go to Target, Dollar Spot, it's always chalk, you know? We don't really use it in school anymore, but every daycare still has chalk. It's always fun and colored. Used to be just the white little sticks just for copying lines. But now it's just for fun. Fat and shapes. Or put it on your scooter. Do you know that? They had chalk that you could put on those. You remember when everyone had a Razor scooter? They made them, you could attach chalk to them. And so you could draw designs on the sidewalk as you went. Isn't that cool? Like a, I don't know, something like weirdly nostalgic about that. Like, just kids playing, leaving these trails of where they've been. Someone can come up and watch secondhand enjoyment of a kid playing. See? Anything can be interesting. Just have to think about it the right way. Did I really just talk forever about chocolate? talk. Okay. I need to go to sleep. And you probably do too. But just thought I would say hi.